There is no free lunch when it comes to investing, but what about a podcast that delivers educational content on investing, financial planning, items of interest, and even the odd wacky topic? Welcome to The Free Lunch, hosted by Canvas Wealth. Free Lunch will bring listeners the team's vast knowledge and experience in dealing with uncertainty. Learn more and subscribe today at canvaswealth.ca.
Welcome back to The Free Lunch Podcast with Colin and a special guest today, somebody who's been on the show for, 230 or so episodes.
Right on.
But has not been on the show in 30 or so episodes.
Right.
Greg Kreminski.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome
great.
Back.
Thank you. Great to be back. Yeah.
How does it feel to be back on the mic?
Feels a little strange, but yeah. I'm hoping that I'll slip right back into the routine.
Well, it's like riding a bike.
Exactly.
Right? I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah. And if it's not, as you pointed out in the past, it's a free podcast.
It is.
So if somebody doesn't like what we're saying, they could always just choose to listen to something else.
Well, that's right. Yeah, everybody's got a choice.
So Greg, what are we talking about today? We're talking about your retirement.
Yeah. I think it makes sense to discuss. I mean, for all those years that I was working with you and advising clients on issues around investments, financial planning, planning for retirement, which of course in my later years in the business became, a very common theme because as you know, in this business, very often you have a lot of clients that are around your same age, plus or minus 10 years or something. That's mm-hmm. just kind of typically how things worked. And, so retirement became not only an issue for me as I looked forward to it, and I waited a while to retire, but for many clients. Mm-hmm. And so we've had lots of these discussions about, how do you prepare for retirement, and what to expect in retirement. And it's been a learning experience, actually. It's one thing to be sitting at the table discussing it with people in kind of a theoretical way, at least from my standpoint. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking at it from a personal and practical side of things, and it's interesting.
Yeah, I was thinking about you on the weekend because I was golfing with a friend of mine, and he asked me, hey, have you planned your retirement?
Yeah.
I said, no, not really. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, don't you give retirement advice?
Yep.
I said, yes, of course we do. Yep. But I find that the emphasis of our days is on helping others retire.
That's right.
So when you were going into this retirement mode back in October 31st, 2024,
right,
had you put a lot of thought and planning into your own retirement, or were you spending more time just helping other people?
Well, interesting. Both of those, it's easy, particularly when you're busy and your day is occupied with helping your clients, sort of achieve their goals. It's easy to put your own on the back burner. There's a couple of key areas that you think about, luckily, I was able to look forward and I knew that financially I was probably okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a financial plan like, we suggest for most of our clients or all of them. And I knew that, barring some really unforeseen circumstance that, I would be able to retire financially, and be comfortable. And that's kind of the goal mm-hmm. from that standpoint. But what I wasn't prepared for is, okay, but what exactly does it look like from the standpoint of what do you do?
Yeah.
How do you spend your time? What is your purpose? In retirement, when you're working, it's pretty obvious what your purpose is. And mm-hmm. when you retire, it's like, okay, well, what is my purpose? Or do I even need a purpose? Like, for some people, it's like just about doing whatever they want, whenever they want, and not, being required to be in one, a particular place at a particular time. And for others, it's like, well, okay, yeah, but what do I do? Like, what do I do to give my life purpose or to have some meaning in my mm-hmm. life? And I had thought about that, I had been planning my retirement for about 3 years, where I kind of knew when the retirement date was.
Yeah.
Sitting around in advance, in my case anyway, didn't actually clarify for me what exactly it was going to look like, I think it's not 100% clear yet, but I'm getting some clarity now after 7 months. And, mm-hmm. and I think, maybe that's, I'm trying not to put too much pressure on myself to define what I should be doing or what my purpose is. But I think you kind of settle into a routine and then maybe it becomes a little more clear as you go along.
Well, and your new routine hopefully is to come back here and do more of these podcasts.
Absolutely. I mean, that was, that was the one of the most fun parts of, of the last few years or you know, basically since COVID. I mean, that's when we started the podcast back in, was it May of 2020, something like that?
Yeah.
And yeah, and that was great, you know, and being retired, you know, there's certain, we can talk about it in a little bit, you know, what do you miss? You know, what are you happy not to be doing anymore? Mm-hmm. But the podcasts are certainly something that, well, we enjoy doing it together. And yeah, I'm delighted to be back and, you know, and as a guest or more as time goes on. But
well, I think it's going to be more than just the odd guest. So when you and I were working together, we spent a lot of time with companies like Russell Investments, or PIMCO, DFA, things like that.
Yeah.
And we always talked about retirement planning.
Yes.
And how I think Russell had put out something that said people that are looking at retirement are more concerned about their finances.
Yes.
And then people that are in retirement just become more concerned about other things like health or purpose.
For sure.
And not so much about the finances.
Yeah.
How does that relate to what you've experienced?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. You know, because, you know, before you retire, you do tend to obsess about it because typically for most people, retirement means the regular monthly check, you know, from your work or your salary, whatever it is that you've been doing, comes to an end. Mm-hmm. And so before you retire, a lot of the time is spent planning for that. Okay, well, the income is going to be affected. And you have to sort of look at, okay, so how am I going to deal with that? You know, how am I going to deal with spending? Knowing that, okay, well, there's not a check coming in every month other than maybe pension income or CPP or OAS or whatever it is that you might be earning. But yeah, but once you're retired, and that it's not really an issue anymore. I mean, it's an issue if your income is not sufficient to meet your expenses, but assuming that, you know, the plan works and financially you've done the right thing, yeah, then it does shift. Mm-hmm. And it's almost embarrassing how much time I spend with other retired friends talking about health, and I'm in good health. It's not like I'm, you know, thank God I'm not suffering from any terminal disease or anything like that, but it becomes a bigger part of your life only because, well, now you've got time to go see all those doctors that, you know, you put off seeing, or, you know, appointments were, you know, 6 or 12 months apart when you were working, and you had to fit in those appointments into your day, your working day. And now it's like, well, I got nothing to do today. I guess I'll, you know, no problem, you know, fitting in those doctor appointments. And it's funny because you do talk about it more, you think about it more, even though really nothing has changed for me, you know, from a health standpoint from 7 months ago.
Yeah.
So
almost 8 months, really.
Almost 8 months.
Yeah. Well, let me go back to day one. So your last day of work was October 31st, 2024.
Right. Which I think was a Thursday, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Yep.
I think it was Halloween.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Possibly. It was also the last day of the fiscal year end of the company that we were working with at the time.
That's right. And most banks, by the way, I think October 31st is kind of the end of the fiscal year for a lot of that industry.
Yep. So you get up November 1st.
Yeah.
To crack it on.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you know what? And I remember quite clearly on that particular day, it didn't seem a lot different. And I'll tell you why, because Fridays I had not been working.
Right.
And so, but, you know, I get your point or your question. And it's interesting because it's like you think of, okay, well, normally when you're working, you know, the night before, even you're thinking, okay, what have I got on tomorrow? Mm-hmm. You know, and then you wake up and you go off to do whatever it is that you were planning for. And it's, well, I got nothing. Nothing planned. Mm-hmm. And probably for the first probably couple of months, I sort of reveled in the fact that, oh, I don't have anything to do. Like, it's not, you know, I don't have to do anything. But I will tell you that one of the things I thought about, because, you know, as I mentioned, I've been thinking and planning for the retirement for 3 years prior, mm-hmm. and you come up with all these ideas. Well, I'm going to work out every day. I'm going to do this. And I was about as successful as that as I had been in all the previous years when I said, okay, I'm really going to start taking care of myself now.
This is the year.
Yeah, this is the year. Now that I'm 70, I think maybe I should start looking after myself. So yeah, so it is different, but it's a mind thing. It's like, okay, I don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what am I going to do? And there are some people, you know, some people are very lucky in a way that they have hobbies that they're very passionate about, like mm-hmm. woodworking or playing golf, or, you know, something that these are, you know, and whether or not those are to provide purpose in your life or meaning or just for pure enjoyment, you know, those are both, you know, valuable examples of things that a lot of people say, well, I can just, I can golf every day if I want, or I'll go into my shop and do some woodworking. And I don't have that kind of passion for any specific hobby. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and luckily for me, you know, Ellen, my wife, and I have three dogs in the house, and they need to be walked every day, and they need to be entertained.
Yeah.
In fact, they need to be entertained more than I need to be entertained. And so there is a certain built-in structure mm-hmm. that, you know, that I was able to, you know, sort of incorporate mm-hmm. into my daily activities.
So you're incorporating health in that you did start working out a bit more, probably.
I'm a personal trainer.
Yeah. And you're walking your dogs and things yep. like that. Okay. What about if you don't have any specific hobbies, like you pointed
yep.
out?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, like, you know, I like to golf.
Yes, right? I know that.
And remember Barry LaValle years ago?
I do.
Yeah.
A retirement specialist.
And he did a presentation and he asked the audience, you know, like, what are you going to do when you retire? Yeah. And people are like, well, I'm going to golf. He's like, yeah. Okay. Well, you live in Calgary, so you can golf for like, maybe 6 months a year.
Yeah.
You can't golf every day. And mm-hmm. so then what do you know? It's just to like get yeah. you to think more deeply about it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you personally, like I hurt my elbow playing golf
mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
Yep.
It's still sore.
Yep.
So.
Is that what they call a golfer's elbow, by the way?
It is. Or if you play tennis, you might call it tennis elbow.
Right.
Right. Now, I think about this because, well, what if I was retired and that my focus was on to play golf as much as I could.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? What, like, yeah. what, how do you find interests and hobbies?
I think for different people, it's like, it's just me. I'm not the kind of guy to say, okay, well, I've got to go find volunteer opportunities and go help out at the, you know, at the food bank or something like that. And those are perfectly wonderful, you know, valid opportunities. And I'm delighted that people do that because mm-hmm. it's necessary. It's needed. I haven't done that yet. And I will. And I think as I get through my first year of retirement, I think some of these things will become more important to me. You know, I've done work in the past. I've sat on boards of, you know, sort of nonprofit organizations and I enjoyed that, you know, and it doesn't require a massive amount of time, but it does give you structure, you know, mm-hmm. and you know that you're going to have board meetings on a regular basis, things like that. Recording podcasts with you, you know, that's just something that it's enjoyable. You know, hopefully people listening will get something out of it. You know, that's the goal, obviously.
Well, and the best part to me is that you're not getting paid for this.
Exactly. Well, yet. We'll see how it goes, right? No, and I'm not getting paid for it. And this is just strictly, you know, it's not even a labor of love because it's not really a labor.
But it's something I enjoy doing.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so that's a good example of something that I look forward to. Mm-hmm. And then also those other things that you do, you know, my wife and I have taken up pickleball again. And pickleball is a great sport. A little mm-hmm. hard on the knees when you've got bad knees. Mm-hmm. But it's a great sport. It gets you out. You're playing with other people. And it's not one of those sports that nobody does anymore. It's
pretty popular.
Incredibly popular.
Yeah.
You know, so things like that. And it's those are strictly for personal enjoyment, you know. And does it provide any meaning? No, not really. It's just really something enjoyable to do.
Mm-hmm. But even when you're walking your dogs, because you and I have walked dogs together many times.
We have.
Just being outside.
Oh, yeah.
And walking is there's something therapeutic about it. Right?
Well, there is. And, you know, depending on, you know, I think most people that live in Calgary probably appreciate Calgary. And I've really, you know, I moved here over 34 years ago now. Mm-hmm. But what I really appreciate is that, you know, when you're talking about walking dogs, it's a very sunny city. You mm-hmm. know, Calgary, it can be really cold in the winter, but it's usually sunny, and being outside and if your dogs are enjoying themselves and it's pleasant, we've got fantastic, you know, dog parks in the city, mm-hmm. unlike probably most other cities in Canada, if not North America, it's pretty nice. So you can certainly do things like that.
Yep.
Let me talk about one thing that...
Wait a minute. This is my show, Greg.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, Greg, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Yes, there is. You know... All those years working as an investment advisor, and I kind of never believed people when they say, oh, you know, I haven't looked at my statements or I haven't paid any attention, you know, when you go through volatile times. And I would say, how could you not pay attention? I mean, it's yeah. all over the news. You can't turn the news on without hearing about something horrible that was happening, let's say, you know, a global financial crisis, for example. You know, how could you not pay attention? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, as you know, since I've retired, I spend extremely little time looking at my portfolio. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I'm not interested. It's not that but I don't worry about it. You know, the portfolio is invested in an appropriate way. I'm well diversified. I know what's going on in the markets. I do watch the news, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't worry me. And I pay very little attention to it.
Do you think that that's because of the planning that you did going into retirement?
I think it is. I think it is. And I think not only that, but the fact that what I preached all those years to individuals or to investors, I'm now living by those, because when I was working, I could check my own portfolio every day, mm-hmm. even though I suggested to clients, don't check it every day.
Yeah.
But I'd check it every day just because I'd see, okay, what's happening here? And even though I didn't do a lot of individual stock trading, as anybody that's listened to our podcasts knows, it's not something we recommend. But, you know, you're sitting in that chair, you just can't help yourself sometimes, mm-hmm. because it was easy. It was easy to look at stocks and to think, oh, maybe I should just pick up a little bit of this or a little bit of that just for fun. Mm-hmm. As we often advised clients, you know, if you really want to take a run at something, just don't spend too much money on it, you know,
yeah.
But it gives you something to pay attention to. It's kind of fun. And so, you know, just by virtue of sitting in that chair every day, I'd look at my account and look at the markets and think, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll just have a little fun with the portion of my account that I was willing to have a little fun with.
So now just for the listener's benefit, you're talking about less than 5% of your portfolio.
I'm talking about less than 3% or 2% yeah. of my portfolio. Yeah.
So this is kind of like buying a lottery ticket sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now that it's not so convenient for me, you know, the systems that I use aren't geared towards, you know, trading your own portfolio or any of that kind of thing. I don't do any of it now.
Yeah.
And
you're probably getting better returns, by the way.
Well, there's no need to, you know, yeah. And so I, you know, I look at my consolidated statement, you know, I check, you know, check the values every month, you know, as many people do. And, mm-hmm. you know, when there was a lot of volatility back in the spring, you know, with Liberation Day and what have you, mm-hmm. you know, and I would see that, you know, if you just watch the news, you know, that the Dow Jones might've been down 1,000 or 1,500 points or something. And so I knew that was obviously going to affect my portfolio to some extent, but I didn't pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
And it is actually quite liberating.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting that people shouldn't know what's in their portfolio. I mean, we've talked about that for years, that mm-hmm. you absolutely need to understand how your portfolio is structured, which I do. You know, understand the diversification that you've got, you know, within your portfolio, which mm-hmm. I do. And, you know, and talk to your advisor, you know, on a regular basis, which I do, as you know. Mm-hmm. And then you can just go on with your life. And yeah. it's funny, even though I have more time now, obviously, because I'm not working, I spend less time, you know, paying attention to my own portfolio than I probably did when I was working.
So what I hear you saying is that you're suggesting that people, that you would recommend the services of Canvas Wealth in working with people through their retirement.
Of course I would.
That's what I heard anyways.
Of course. You read my mind.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, it's a comfort level that, you know, that I guess maybe having been in the business for so long and been through so many volatile times, bear markets, that you have to have a belief, like a comfort level and a belief that, okay, while the reasons for the volatility in the markets are different this time, mm-hmm. which we know they are, that's mm-hmm. we haven't had, you know, tariff threats, you know, like we've seen, you know, since April. But that happens. You know, we never know exactly what it is that's going to cause the volatility in the market. We just know that over the last 100 and however many years that, you know, things have settled down and businesses continue to grow and succeed, and the markets, you know, continue to provide decent returns over long periods of time, but not over short periods of time necessarily.
Greg, let me ask you this. So I know you like to go for lunch or coffee with your friends that are also retired.
Yep.
Given your background of just retiring from finance less than 8 months ago.
Yep.
And given the fact that we were going through all these tariffs and stuff in the world.
Yep.
Do you find that your friends are asking for your opinion still on that stuff?
Yes. Yeah, they do. You know, and they will say, then, what do you think about this? And, or they'll say, you know, oh, my advisor, you know, is recommending this. What do you think? And, you know, and as always, whether I was, you know, in the business in the olden days or out of the business as I am now, it's always, you know, my advice to them has always been exactly the same as my advice has been to, you know, clients when I was working directly with clients. And that is that, you know what, if your portfolio is well-structured mm-hmm. and you've got a balance or a port, if you have a balance in your portfolio, regardless of what that balance is, and you understand it, then there's really nothing you can do but let things happen as they will, rebalance the portfolio, you know, speak regularly with your advisor and, mm-hmm. you know, and as always, my opinion has never been the basis for, you know, for an investment strategy mm-hmm. because your opinion about what's going on in the world or what the possible outcomes, you know, there's too many possibilities.
Yeah.
One of the things I was listening to your podcast with, I think it was with Meb Faber.
Oh, that was a fun one.
And that was, you know, and one of the things that came out of that, that I just, even now, I just, it really hit me is he said, people always look back at times of extreme volatility, usually to the downside volatility, because that's the one that they remember.
Yeah.
And look back, you know, longingly as what a great opportunity to buy stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And yet every time you go through a period like that, all of us to some extent are paralyzed, you know, and unable to do anything because we think, oh my God, this time, you know,
it's different this time.
It's different this time, or you know, the markets are down 25%, and what if I put money in and it goes down another 20% or something yeah. like that? Mm-hmm. And I thought he really, you know, sort of framed it perfectly.
Yeah.
And that is that all those times when you're so afraid, you will look back on in the future and say, oh, what a great opportunity that would have been to, you know, to get into the market or to add to existing positions or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the market side of, or the investment side. And again, most retired people, I hope, don't think about it a lot, but think about it on a regular basis and, you know, revisit their financial plans.
Yeah.
Because that is part of retirement. You can't, you know, even though, as Barry LaVallee pointed out, it's things like health, mm-hmm. you know, purpose, meaning, mm-hmm. et cetera, the financial aspect is always going to be there in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because life happens and, you know, and you don't know exactly what, you know, what could impact your, you know, the plan from a financial standpoint.
Well, you know why you don't is because you don't have access to the same tools that you
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
Like we have that magic eight ball.
Well, of course.
That we would ask questions of all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Like what's going to happen to this particular stock?
That's right.
The eight ball would tell us.
Yeah. Or should you buy gold?
Maybe.
Maybe. An eight ball is always right. Maybe. It might work.
Yeah, it depends.
Yeah. So, yeah. So again, it's, but again, having spent so much time helping people plan for their retirement, it's been an interesting experience, you know, to go through and to mm-hmm. actually live it and see, you know, well, how do I feel about things, you know, financial and non-financial? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that, you know, as time goes on, I can see where health becomes an issue, you know, and you're talking about your shoulder, your elbow, mm-hmm. you know, a golf elbow. And yeah, it's a shame when health issues keep you from doing the things possibly that you've waited your entire working career to do.
Yeah.
So it's just reason to look, we all age. That's the reality of it. And aging for the most part is a process of not necessarily things getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get stronger, you know, in the older years than you were in your 20s and 30s,
you yeah. know,
but there's a lot you can do to lower your risks of experiencing, you know, bad medical outcomes. You know, yeah. it's the things we've talked about, you know, it's the equivalent of, you know, sort of having a healthy portfolio. I think you have a healthy lifestyle, you know, try to eat properly,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to exercise enough that you can maintain your strength and your ability to do certain things as you age and, you know, and then make retirement as good as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And you do tend to think of that a little bit more than you do when you're getting up every day and just heading out to the office and
mm-hmm.
and going through that. The other thing I will say that I do has been different for me. And you asked about, okay, well, you know, get together for friends with, you know, with lunches or coffees or whatever. And, you know, when I look back and say, okay, well, what is it that you miss the most? I think what I miss the most is just that daily contact with, you know, with clients and, you know, people that I worked with for years. And because that was really the best part of the job. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the job is, you know, there's an administrative component, there's a regulatory component, there's just, you know, sort of day-to-day activities that you have to do. It's just part of being in the business. Mm-hmm. But the best part was certainly, you know, just the daily contact with clients who grew to be friends.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been able to have, you know, great lunches, great coffee get-togethers with people that aren't clients anymore because I'm not in the business. I'm not registered. I can't give professional investment advice. Mm-hmm. But these are just people that we've enjoyed, you know, sort of spending time and chatting for years and years. And I'm glad that that didn't come to an abrupt halt when I retired. So certainly, you know, that aspect, I think, is one that's just been great of being able to maintain that, mm-hmm. you know, even though, as I say, even though the relationship has changed from advisor, you know, customer relationship to just a couple of people, you know, sitting down and, you know, sharing stories.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not specifically giving an advice, but you're saying things like, well, if it was up to me, this is what I would probably do in my own stuff.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Okay. So what it sounds like, obviously, I know you did a good job planning financially going into this because that was your background, right?
Yeah.
You understand the investment piece more than most people would ever. And then it was just about finding, you mentioned purpose in your day. So, and some of that purpose came from being social, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you're just now feeling it in other ways with some of the same people.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that does, you know, that does fulfill a lot of that, whether you call it purpose or meaning, but it's you know, it's a rich part of life. And you can certainly see when they talk about how to have successful retirements, there's a lot of emphasis on social interactions, you know, and people that become recluses or don't have those kind of social interactions tend to have a harder time in retirement, less healthy probably as a result of it.
Well, I know I have some, I'll just say family members that are retired that don't have the healthiest of lifestyles.
Yep.
And they'll sit and watch the news all day and it just repeats in a cycle all day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that's gotta wear on you.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention just before I forget and before we sign off is that, you know, if you have a spouse or a partner and you do retire, it's not just your life that's changing, it's their life as well. Mm-hmm. And I think you do have to be mindful of how your being around the house all day, for example, impacts on them.
Yeah.
And it's not that you don't enjoy spending time together or don't have things that you enjoy doing together, but it's their lifestyle. Their life has changed as well.
Yeah.
When you retire. And it's probably helpful to be mindful of that and to make plans together. Not just, well, what am I going to do when I retire, but more like, what are we going to do when I retire?
Well, I have to tell you, your wife actually called me and asked me if you could come back on the podcast.
I'm sure. How many days a week was she hoping for?
She said something like five.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So no, but it is an important factor. And it's not just, you know, in some cases, there's more people to consider than just yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Last word on the subject. That's it. I'm not talking about retirement anymore.
Well, that's not true. We're gonna spend more time talking about
it,
but we're just going to run out of time today.
All right, no problem.
So any last 30-second parting thoughts to share?
No, just, well, I guess I shouldn't say no and then say something. I guess I should say yes and then say something. Yes, I think plan for retirement, you know, go through the, you know, both from a financial standpoint, which the financial plan will lay out, you know, hopefully and be successful, but also plan for, you know, what retirement looks like for you individually, you and your partner. Mm-hmm. And you may not come up with the answers, but at least if you start asking the questions, then things may fall into place a little bit faster. But it's still it's a great thing to do, you know, after working for 45 years, it's a change. And sometimes change is good for just for the change. Okay.
Well, good advice. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, you're going to be on another one shortly.
Okay.
But I guess that's it for today. So as we always sign off.
Yep. Until next time.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Free Lunch Podcast hosted by Canvas Wealth. To subscribe to this podcast to get more realistic insights on investing or to connect with one of our talented partners, please head on over to canvaswealth.ca. We'll see you next time on the Free Lunch Podcast.
Financial planning services are offered through Canvas Wealth. Portfolio management services are provided by Q Wealth Partners, a registered portfolio manager, investment fund manager, and exempt market dealer. Canvas Wealth is an owner and partner in the Q Wealth Partnership. The information discussed in this show, including any opinion, is based on various sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy cannot be guaranteed and is subject to change. The opinions expressed in this show are opinions of the individuals and do not represent the opinion of Q Wealth as a firm.